The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
CIO Talk Radio is sponsored by HP Data Center Services, Cloud Computing Services, and Workplace 360 Services. Are you ready for an instant-on world? CIO Talk Radio is brought to you by HP Workplace Services. Are you an instant-on enterprise?
Welcome to CIO Talk Radio with your host, Sunjo Gall. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Good morning and welcome to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Today's topic is Mobile BI worth it? And our guests for today's show are Dave Stotter, who's the director of TDWI Research for Business Intelligence. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sanjog. How are you?
I'm just doing fine. So where are you based out of, sir?
I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area.
So can you make us jealous by telling us how beautiful the weather is there?
Well, it's not raining like I know it is in many other parts of the country, so we're off to kind of a foggy start this morning, but it'll probably be a nice day.
All right, so you're looking forward to it?
Mm-hmm, very much.
Great. And we also have Howard Dressner, who is the Chief Research Officer with Dressner Advisory Services and is also the former Gartner Research Fellow. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Sanjog. How are you?
I'm just doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on this show. Now, how is the weather treating you and where are you?
Well, I'm in northern New England, so the weather's not nearly as sunny as probably where you two are. It's pretty wet.
Okay, so you're just going to stay in and enjoy the rainy weather, would you say?
It's a great day to be indoors, yes.
All right, good. So while we, of course, will enjoy our respective weathers and perhaps we'll have to deal with it, we also have a new trend here, which is mobile BI. And since we always live in hypes and we have to cut through the myths and hypes and live in a much more practical way in terms of how we handle technology and manage and use it, when it comes to mobile BI, frankly, it is so new that even its definition sometimes is provided differently by different people when you talk to them. So starting with you, Dave, what would be a good definition for mobile BI? And is there, would you say, a notion out there that mobile BI is nothing else but a traditional BI slapped on a mobile device?
Well, I guess the two things or questions you have there is, you know, one, to me, I think mobile BI is really defined by the users because users are already running away with it in terms of buying tablets and having smartphones, and they're already beginning to establish their own kind of usage patterns with those devices. So it's really, I think, an issue where BI is going to have to fit into a new form factor, a new kind of platform that users have. So I think that's one issue in terms of how to define it. And the other is just, well, I guess it really is the word mobile, that users are taking this device with them where they're going. They're not working on it in the office necessarily, so they're on planes, they're in meetings with customers, they're on, you know, on the front lines of their business somewhere. And so I think that's going to start to shape BI to the device more than the other way around. As to whether it's a front end to traditional BI, I think a lot of organizations would love it if it were a front end to traditional BI for two reasons. One is that they want to have BI where the users are, you know, what they're actually working with. And the other is it's traditionally been difficult to do that, to try to push BI out to the farther reaches of the organization. So actually, you know, if it were nothing more than a front end to traditional BI, that's not exactly the worst thing.
Now, Howard, I'd like to ask the same question yet again. Is the fact that the BI, this mobile BI, is being defined so many different ways, and the fact that it is going to be a front end, and you will have the same data source which you're going to pull the data out of. So, are you just painting perhaps a new UI or user interface for the same traditional data, or you got to start digging a new hole to drink this new water?
Well, it's a really good question, and the answer is, for the most part today, it's going to be a front end to what's already out there, but it's not going to stay that way. I really do believe that this is a phenomenon. It's not going to go away. This is going to redefine the business intelligence paradigm as we know it. And I've actually been studying this aspect of the marketplace for a year and a half now. We published our first study almost a year ago, and we're in the midst of our third market study focused on mobile BI right now. And what I can tell you is that, and one of the community members had actually commented that we don't talk about mobile email. And in the future, we're not going to talk about mobile business intelligence. It'll just be business intelligence. And what's fundamentally different about mobile BI is that now the information and the insights literally follow us. They're always accessible. And as we use mobile business intelligence more and more, we become aware of what the capabilities are. It literally changes the way that we work when the insights are always with us, as opposed to having to go somewhere to get information and insights. And as a result, the user experience is going to change. The technologies are going to change along with it. And I think that a year from now, we'll be having a somewhat different conversation around how we're using mobile BI. In fact, when I take a look at the requisite functionality from one study to the next and to where we are today, even with some of the preliminary results, we see that we're shifting away from simple viewing functionality to more interaction and even more advanced functionality. And I think what we're going to see is that even though most users, when they experience mobile BI today, will be doing so in the form of a report or perhaps a dashboard or perhaps some alerts, over time we're going to largely recreate all of the business intelligence functionality that we use on our desktops today on a mobile device.
So, Dave, when we are looking at this whole mobile space, we have had this for a while. We have had PDAs. We have had mobile extensions to various applications that already existed in an organization. So what's so new about going into this mobile BI terminology? We could very well basically say like we ported any other application to already existing mobile device. We are going to port some of your enterprise BI applications or BI tools to a mobile device. Would that be an incorrect interpretation of what we are defining mobile BI as?
Well, I think Howard made some good points there. I think about how the changing nature of how people are going to interact with information that is going to be with them instead of having to go to a place to get the information. If you think about it in a larger sense, that's what people have had to do to get to BI. They've had to go find it themselves. And over time, BI has gotten better and better at giving users, a self-service capability and having to know less about the data structure and everything to just get what they need. And so I think that trend line is going to have to continue with mobile BI. For certain things, you're going to have to give users greater self-service because there are going to be a lot of times when they're not going to be able to interact with whatever the IT group has been able to provide them. They're going to want choice. They're going to want choices to types of how they're going to interact with the data, whether it's going to be through graphs or through alerts or, what have you, things that are going to have to conform to that form factor of the tablet or the smartphone. So I think there's going to be a lot of change that will happen. What I think organizations would, of course, like to see is to make that connection between the device that users are working with and the back-end data warehouses and those systems and try to make that as easy as possible. So I think what mobile is going to bring is probably another evolution in self-service BI, another evolution in users being able to take care of things on their own, and know less about some of how the data is actually going to get to them, through the internal systems. I think, a couple other things that we're seeing too. I mean, obviously, what people are doing right now on the devices, email collaboration systems are huge. Messaging and alerting systems are way up on the list of things that people are already doing with the devices. So, again, I think it's BI is going to have to fit into that. One thing I think BI, we could probably take this whole discussion in the direction of the intersection between BI and email and collaboration, how that works out. But I think that's probably one area that we're going to see some real innovation because just of the nature of the device. So this is what people are using to share information, to pass along things that they know. BI hasn't always been very good about that. That hasn't always worked well with those systems. And so I think we'll see innovation there.
So you're saying that it would be, the next level would be to socialize any BIs, because we have a, you know, human being has a tendency to perhaps spread the word about anything cool that they find. Now, that is fine for an individual, but in an enterprise setting, that's something which you would want to socialize with your perhaps fellow coworker, but primarily your expectation or the business would expect you to make some use of it and sell more or serve a customer better.
Right.
So Howard, question for you. Is this the mindset today when people are even looking at investing in mobile BI, is to not just have another prompt showing up, and instead they should be actually looking at how can I sell more, how can I serve my customer better, and things of that nature?
Yes, and actually to Dave's point, what we're finding in the latest research is that the number one application for the mobile device is, in fact, whether we like it or not, it is email, which is also the number one collaborative tool, also unfortunately, but that's going to change. It turns out business intelligence is number three, which is pretty high, by the way. Number two is personal productivity, calendaring and scheduling and things like that. And these devices, once again, once you get some experience under your belt, you begin to realize that a whole new genre of application or applications can start to emerge. For example, when you're out in the field, you've got this device which can provide you business intelligence capabilities, but it also has geolocation capabilities. It already also has a camera built in. So in retail applications, and retail, by the way, is probably, I would say, the number one vertical or one of the top verticals for mobile business intelligence. So I'm out there in the store. I literally can scan a SKU. I can take a picture of a layout or a display, and I can store that up in the transactional database. I also can integrate it with other transactions. So I can, based on a particular SKU, I can find out what my stock levels are. I can take a look at what's been moving in a particular store. I can reallocate inventory. So it opens the door to a whole host of applications that heretofore couldn't exist or wouldn't be readily adopted or embraced by the users because the mobile device simply wasn't in place. Now, a thing that I want to mention also speaking to some of Dave's comments, you know, why is mobile business intelligence all of a sudden so exciting? And simply stated, the technology has been in place in one way, shape, or form for quite some time. I think we've been talking about mobile business intelligence for at least a decade. And, you know, Dave, you can weigh in on this in a moment, too, and let me know your perspective. But we've been talking about it, but we haven't been selling a lot of it, and we haven't been adopting a lot of it, quite frankly. And that's because we didn't have a cultural shift. We needed a cultural shift, and whether you like it or not, we have to give Steve Jobs and Apple credit for that cultural shift. And with the introduction of the iPhone initially and then the iPad, it changed so much, and all of a sudden you have that cultural shift where these devices are now perceived as cool. And once you have the coolness factor, everybody wants one, most especially executives. And that's, in fact, the first level or the first layer that's getting automated with these things. And once they see the value of these things, then they start to get pushed out throughout the rest of the organization.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back. And, of course, Dave, would love to get your comments on this whole adoption thing and the fact that a device becoming cool, does that pave the way for mobile BI to start getting better adopted? Now, beyond that, the second question is, show me the money. What's the business case? Why should people go drop everything that they're doing today for that incremental coolness, if you will, unless otherwise there is a strong revenue potential that would emerge out of it? Please stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back.
always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Live in an instant-on world, mobile and connected. To compete, you want data center flexibility so you can adapt quickly to changing business needs while keeping information safe. Introducing Enterprise Cloud Compute Services, HP's solution for managing secure servers, storage, and networks, delivered as a service. Pay only for what you need. Create order out of chaos. The instant-on enterprise is here. Are you ready? Start shaping your cloud at HP.com.
We live in an instant-on world, mobile, connected, and fluid. Competing in this world takes a special kind of workplace technology that adapts to change, that allows seamless and personalized interaction. Introducing Workplace 360, HP's full lifecycle desktop management solution, delivered as a service. User subscriptions allow you to gain financial control and flexibility. The instant-on enterprise is here. Are you ready? Visit HP.com for answers.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Welcome back. So, Dave, the question, of course, love to get your comments also on what just Howard mentioned about a device changing the mindset of the executives, and now that they have a device which could be, you know, constructively or creatively used to put some data which they can in turn use to make timely decisions while they're on the move. That's the very value proposition behind it. I'd love to see what you say about that. Besides that, and you can perhaps, you know, provide a follow-on comment to the show me the money question, which is the ROI and the business case question.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, as Howard was saying in the last segment, that it's the cool factor, and you see that right away. I mean, I've seen that in organizations I talk to as well, that is, you know, let's face it, we're all human. We like to have cool devices, and if you're an executive or even in sales or service and you walk in with a device like this that is loaded up with information at your fingertips, I mean, that's very cool. I think business intelligence and data warehousing and all that has been kind of sexy in organizations, so to speak, but, you know, when it comes down to data and so forth, sometimes it can be a little bit numbing, but I think if you have it on a device like a tablet or a, you know, really good smartphone, and you can show how easily you can access information, you got graphics and maybe even beyond graphics to animation or video or things like that, it's going to wake people up. And that's, I think, you know, what I've seen in some of the best case studies out there is really that you have users who are non-technical, they're, you know, in walks of life where they really don't interact with data all that much anyway, and if they do, it's maybe not even very pleasant for them, to now moving to where you've got a device where it's enjoyable to kind of click through and use the touch and gesture capabilities of, say, a tablet that, you know, an Apple iPad, something like that, since they seem to be about to dominate the market completely. It's very exciting for people, and I think that in terms of the showing the money, you kind of get back to some of the main drivers of BI and, you know, the ability to look for opportunities for cost reduction. If there are ways that in the processes and workflows of people that you can put this device in there and provide them with information, well, that can really reduce costs because so many costs in organizations do kind of stem from poor information flow. Things like performance management metrics, the ability to see key performance indicators, keep a better tab on whether the organization is meeting strategic objectives and what your role is in achieving those objectives. That kind of thing has been a BI goal for a long time, and I think being able to deliver that on a mobile device to users is going to be very important. In some areas, some business functions, visibility and accountability, particularly in finance, if you can improve that with mobile devices and show how that's done, I think that's going to easily be something that justifies the investment. And go ahead.
So question is that you mentioned that there is a value in plumbing or value in the very tap, which is providing you the information. How about the quality of information? I mean, you could have the jazziest device out there and perhaps the most optimum plumbing or the best plumbing that's out there, but then the information which people did not consume earlier may not consume it now also. Do you think it's going to drastically change just because you delivered it on an iPad and almost converted enterprise IT into a media industry where they are trying to present the same information in a more entertaining way?
I think you're right. I mean, data quality is always sort of one of those, dark things at the fringe of BI that could bring the whole thing crashing down. If people can't trust the data, then that's going to be a showstopper for BI, whatever platform it's on. And, I think in a way mobile devices are kind of walking into this the other trend, which is just a data-based decision-making that is spreading throughout organizations. So more and more decisions in operations and so forth it's expected that your decision is not going to be based on gut feel. It's going to be based on what the data is telling you, at least in part. So I think that's absolutely true, that as you move that out into mobile devices and provide a more visual, more graphic, more animated kind of interfaces, still the nut of it is the data something you can rely on?
If I could just jump in for a second, if you don't mind. A couple of
things. Please.
And I have to agree, obviously, wholeheartedly with Dave. He makes some great points. But I think it is about adoption. And one of the greatest challenges of business intelligence historically is getting the users to embrace and to use the business intelligence solutions that have been delivered to them. So adoption and penetration and making it pervasive has been really hard. Mobile BI achieves that. You get far greater penetration, once again, because people want to use it. It brings the data alive to them, makes it much more accessible. And most notably for the executives. So we're getting the executives using business intelligence. They're starting to see the value, and that's going to increase, at least to my way of thinking, the investment in the important infrastructure components around data quality. And that's something that has been very difficult to get the support for, because typically we go off and build data warehouses, focus on data quality, and we don't see the immediate benefits of it. It's less tangible. But when you get the executives engaged, all of a sudden, it becomes far more likely and feasible to get that level of investment in the quality of the data, because now you've got some very important eyes that are relying upon that data on a recurring basis.
So, Howard, one term used here is accessibility. Another thing is actionable. Would you think that if actionable BI is delivered over mobile platforms, does that have a better chance of getting picked up as a business case and, of course, also deliver the right level of values that we're looking for versus just making it more accessible?
Well, it can't just be informational, right? It does. It always has to be actionable. And granted, a lot of business intelligence solutions have not. They've been largely just informational reporting. And I think you're going to see far less just reporting on mobile devices. Certainly there is a bit of that. I mean, the first generation of mobile business intelligence was circulating PDF reports via email. So we are moving towards far more interaction and arguably more actionable types of business intelligence applications. And, moving forward into the future, going back to the comments I made earlier, when you combine that with things like geolocation services and the built-in camera and being able to scan various things out there in the real world, and then integration with transactional applications, well, by that very definition, it has to be actionable.
So, Dave, question is that if we were to look across the board, across industries, across verticals, sizes of companies, et cetera, what's a sweet spot for mobile BI to really do the most, put the biggest dent, if you will, in a positive way?
Well, I think, to pick up on the actionable idea, it is probably, information that someone needs on a daily basis, because if this is a device that they're taking with them, It's going to be something where they're going to want to be updated on a fairly continuous basis. So things like alerts, things that can be easily understood by just looking at the device and then being able to maybe drill down into graphs or charts or things like that to find out more information is going to be very valuable. So, again, I think that this is where BI, I mean, there's going to be a lot of uses for it. For example, in our research as well, I think, as Howard may have pointed out, that executives, you know, I think as any kind of evolution, BI happens, you know, executives are the ones who want it first. They want faster and easier access to information. So a lot of the evolution, I think, is going to be tuned to the kind of issues that they're concerned with. But a lot of organizations also have a major goal of wanting to use the mobile platforms to push it out onto the front lines, to particularly the customer sales, service, and support. And so you have to think about, you know, what kind of information those folks need, I think, as this evolves. And it probably will be easier access to customer information, getting that single view of all the information about a customer, more available on the device, using things like alerts that may be based on their location or where they are. How can you give the salesperson or the service person information that's useful there right now, is going to be the kind of thing that's going to really, I think, sell it for mobile devices.
Now, so the question related to what's the sweet spot or what is that cross-section of industry, size of the company, vertical, et cetera, that you found which is able to see the most benefit even going in, and some people who have actually adopted it really have proven that, hey, for us, this is the best investment that we ever made with respect to BI.
Well, I think it's probably, in terms of the sweet spot in industry, it's probably crossing industries, although I think, as Howard mentioned earlier, the probably retail, anything where there's a lot of customer involvement, I think is going to be some of the first areas we're going to see, or that we are already seeing, I think, really major successes with mobile BI. In terms of users in the organization and size of organization, again, it's probably pretty much across the board. I think a lot of times with newer and devices such as mobile systems, you see organizations that are willing to take risks, so tend to be kind of younger organizations, less kind of in a groove, and, you know, set in their ways, are willing to experiment with new ways of delivering information, new ways for users to interact with information. Organizations that are probably a little bit less controlling from an IT perspective, because there will be a lot of self-service about the use of mobile BI. In other words, you're going to give more power to users to really to determine what their experience with the data is going to be. So it's going to be companies like that, and it's probably those kinds of companies are fast-growing, new companies or divisions of companies that are given a little bit more freedom in terms of how they determine their information use.
So, Howard, what are you seeing in the marketplace?
Yeah, well, obviously, I agree. Retail, I have some, probably the most interesting case studies in retail, but I think that a lot of operational types of applications are going to give you the most bang for the buck initially, where you can get the information out there to, you know, to deliver some incremental value, once again, at a very tactical operational level, which ultimately rolls up to being fairly strategic. A couple of examples, I have, one retailer, very large retailer, that literally has pushed mobile BI down to the store manager, and that allows the store manager to stay on the floor where they belong. But now they're armed with, very current information about what's going on within their particular store operation. In this one example, there was a particular SKU that was not selling well on a particular day, and the manager, using mobile BI, was alerted to that fact. Turns out, upon investigation, there was just something in front of the display. So something little like that in one store, when you multiply it times many stores over the course of a year, is pretty significant. Another example, a large retailer, actually the retailer is Guess, they use mobile business intelligence for their regional management to go out there and do store assessments or performance reviews with them. And in the past, it would have taken days and weeks of manpower preparing the documentation to do that. And now they literally can do it at will and change gears as they need to with mobile BI.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back and discuss the very implementation, because sometimes devil is in the detail and the implementation of how you bring this about. One is to just assume that, okay, we will slap this on a mobile device and let the world become happier, or it'll be a happier place. But perhaps there are some other devilish details, if you will, in the very introduction of mobile BI into an organization. So what are those? Is it easy, or are there any gotchas? Are there any challenges that we should be careful of while we are getting in? Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
We live in an instant-on world, mobile, connected, and fluid. Competing in this world takes a special kind of workplace technology that adapts to change, that allows seamless and personalized interaction. Introducing Workplace 360, HP's full lifecycle desktop management solution delivered as a service. User subscriptions allow you to gain financial control and flexibility. The Instant On Enterprise is here. Are you ready? Visit HP.com for answers.
We live in an instant-on world, mobile and connected. To compete, you want data center flexibility so you can adapt quickly to changing business needs while keeping information safe. Introducing Enterprise Cloud Compute Services, HP's solution for managing secure servers, storage, and networks, delivered as a service. Pay only for what you need. Create order out of chaos. The instant-on enterprise is here. Are you ready? Start shaping your cloud at HP.com.
When it comes to business,
you'll find the experts here.
Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjog Gall.
Welcome back. So in this segment, let's focus on the very implementation of such technology initiatives. So if we were to introduce mobile BI into an organization, so basically what does it take? How big or complex is this initiative? Or it can be, if you really want to do the right job. And then what is it that you have to do behind the scenes in terms of the very DNA of all the information that you have been collecting and processing in order for you to do justice to providing this mobile BI interface to the business executives and frontline workers. So, Dave, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, I think organizations obviously have a lot of choices in front of them in terms of how they're going to roll out mobile device business intelligence, and a lot of it's going to depend on the kind of information culture that the organization has already. A lot of use, you know, starts kind of purely on the data consumption side. I think, as Howard may have mentioned earlier, that, you know, with more printed reports, that people may have used just even PDFs. And so that, for a lot of organizations, may still be their first step into providing BI on mobile devices. But then I think what's key is to really put creative people, I think, in or unleash the creativity of developers and designers, so that they can begin to look at what users are already doing on the mobile platforms, how it's going to fit into the kind of work that they do, the kind of interaction with information that they really need to have supported by such a device. I think it's important to make it not too difficult for users to navigate around applications. Obviously, what works on a larger frame like a desktop system or laptop system isn't going to work necessarily on the phone. Organizations, their IT or information management people are going to have to look at, are they prepared for users to move from just looking at simple reports to having much richer interactivity, doing a lot more drill-down analytics, zooming into information, also searching. Search, I think, is going to be a very important capability on in mobile BI to find reports, to find pieces of information that may be around the organization that they can pull together. So we're not really talking about just the structured BI, but also unstructured searching and content capability to provide context for the numbers and figures. And I think as organizations begin to mature, they're going to try to make it more visually compelling using animation and video. Howard mentioned Guess. One of our conferences recently, the folks from Guess, Bruce Yen, one of their top designers, gave a great presentation. He showed how, you know, putting this in the hands of people who have never really seen BI before ever, they're really, you know, more concerned about whether different pieces of apparel are selling or not in their stores or in sales locations and so forth. So they're able to create an interface that really is tailored to them. So they're able to look at, say, a blouse or a skirt or something like that, and then click on that icon and then begin to see data about that, the sales of that particular item. So that kind of innovation, I think, is going to have to take place where you're really syncing BI and the information access and analysis capability into what, you know, what's the thinking of the person who's going to be using it on the front lines.
So, Howard, do you think there is a readiness check or a diagnostics that a company has to do to see even if they invest in mobile BI, it's going to really take them to the next level? And if they do have to do it, what are the findings that they should have in order for them to feel confident that let's go ahead with it?
Well, that's a good question. I think that with any technology, certainly any new technology, you do need to weigh the pros and cons, and you do have to make sure that the organization is going to be culturally accepting of that technology. Right, so you don't want to try and provide a solution that's not going to be utilized, or you think it's somehow going to, the technology itself is going to change it. People have to want it. Now, that being the case, something like mobile BI does make a lot of sense. Once again, it depends on the kind of organization. You know, Dave and I were talking about retail. Well, retail, there is a very obvious, very immediate need. However, generally speaking, you know, we've always believed, or I've always believed, that getting more eyes on the numbers is a valuable thing to do. So you have more people looking at the information, getting them aligned with the strategy or with the, you know, with the mission of the organization. I've always felt that that's a valuable thing to do. And mobile BI seems to be one of the paths forward, or one of the ways to do that. To build on a couple of things that Dave said, I have to say that the, in many ways, and also the, you know, the Guess case study and what Bruce has done there, with a smaller device, it really forces your hand. You really have to think very hard about what information you want to put on that device. And that, at Guess, they started using BlackBerries. So there were lots of trade-offs, and it really requires them to dig in and understand what the users need to achieve. Once you start moving to a 9 or a 10-inch form factor, I guess some of that is alleviated. You could put more information on there. But my hope, and at least some of my observations, have been that organizations are taking more time to really get into the design and what the most relevant and useful information for the users will be on those devices, as opposed to the traditional desktop applications where you see some of these dashboards with innumerable metrics on there, and it's extremely difficult for a user to make sense of that.
So now when you talk about the form factor, so is the approach to looking behind the scenes and saying, okay, this is the information we need to send it, what is it that they have to do to make sure that there will be the right amount and the right type of information generated? Do you think traditional BI, whatever it has been offering, will it have to be drastically altered in terms of its data sources, in terms of the processing, in terms of the slicing and dicing that we have been doing all along, in order to satisfy the true needs of what mobile BI could bring? Howard.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think that one of the highest demand items for mobile BI has been alerting. So in other words, if there are exceptions, bring it to the surface right away. And we've had that requirement in dashboards as well, and going back to executive information systems 20 years ago. So I think that, you know, exception-based reporting is extremely valuable. But increasingly, we see, at least in the latest study looking at some of the preliminary results, a much greater demand for things like drag-and-drop navigation, taking advantage of those, you know, visual navigation elements that are akin to these mobile devices, tablets, and phones. and also more of a requirement for drill down. So I think we're starting to see a shift away from the, you know, early generation mobile business intelligence applications, which were largely viewing, to much more interaction, drill down, drag and drop, data selection and filtering, and even things like guided analytics. So I think the paradigm is going to be somewhat different. It's going to be far more interactive than what we've seen historically. But as I said earlier, eventually, in one way, shape, or form, or another, we're going to have all of the functionality, even though the usage paradigm might be different, that we currently have in existing desktop solutions.
Would it bring something more to the table than what traditional BI even had asked for or what you could have done there?
Well, I think it just makes it much more visual and brings it alive. So when you look at least applications that are done well on an iPad or other tablet types of devices, the very visceral, very dynamic, lots of color and movement and shape, using multi-touch functionality, being able to select things visually, because there's no keyboard. So it forces a wholly different paradigm. And to my way of thinking, that really gives the user a far greater sense and perspective of what's going on in the data, because they're physically manipulating this and viewing it as opposed to typing things on a keyboard.
Dave, about security, I mean, this always comes as soon as somebody talks about mobility, something which enterprise IT doesn't have a visual or an in-premise control over. You know, the natural risk gets introduced where people might have the most sensitive data, which has competitive intelligence, and some information that could truly bring you down if somebody else gets it on somebody's mobile device, which they can leave at a restaurant. How much more vulnerable do we want to get?
Well, I think that could be a showstopper issue in some organizations where there's a real concern about data security. So, in fact, in research we've shown it's high up on the list. It's not the most concerning issue for organizations, but certainly data security and then authentication, so you know who's actually using the device and who's actually accessing the data, those are really important issues, and is probably, unfortunately, one of those cases where one bad incident can really set back the whole effort towards mobile BI. So I think two things that are probably going to happen. I mean, these are trends that are already going on in BI, and I think Howard talked about it a little bit with the idea of the guided experience. Well, one of the things that's going to be guiding, I think, users of mobile BI is the idea of data governance. And we're already seeing that becoming a much more important concept, you know, regardless of mobile, that governance, the idea that there's a lot of regulatory policies out there, things like HIPAA, personally identifiable information, having to guard who's using that, where it is in the organization. So those kinds of issues are already important, and as data starts to be distributed out onto mobile devices, it's going to grow even more important. So it's going to lean on organizations' ability to integrate information, but also keep track of the risk involved in releasing that information out more widely. So I think we'll see probably of rethinking, as I think we already are in a lot of organizations, with mobile devices proliferating with email and collaboration systems and other kinds of applications, but towards greater concern about how are we going to secure this data as it's headed out into a more mobile world.
So, Howard, we'll just take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to ask you this.
Yep.
What short of an executive brainwashing would you do in order to get them to feel comfortable about getting their sensitive data out on a mobile device?
You bet.
Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.
live in an instant-on world, mobile and connected. To compete, you want data center flexibility so you can adapt quickly to changing business needs while keeping information safe. Introducing Enterprise Cloud Compute Services, HP's solution for managing secure servers, storage, and networks, delivered as a service. Pay only for what you need. Create order out of chaos. The instant-on enterprise is here. Are you ready? Start shaping your cloud at HP.com.
We live in an instant-on world, mobile, connected, and fluid. Competing in this world takes a special kind of workplace technology that adapts to change, that allows seamless and personalized interaction. Introducing Workplace 360, HP's full lifecycle desktop management solution, delivered as a service. User subscriptions allow you to gain financial control and flexibility. The instant-on enterprise is here. Are you ready? Visit HP.com for answers.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjo Gall.
Welcome back. So, Howard, do you think you'll have to do some executive brainwashing in order to get them over this paranoia of mobile BI going to take their business away?
Well, I think that security, to Dave's point, is a huge issue. And in each one of the surveys, including the one that we're currently executing at the moment, that's the number one gotcha. Feeling comfortable that these devices, that the data is secure, that the devices are secure, so that confidential information doesn't leak out. And we've seen this even before mobile devices. We've seen it with, you know, laptops with highly sensitive information going missing and having, you know, compromises that way. We're going to have some high-profile ones with mobile devices, too. And what organizations want to feel comfortable with, especially IT, is that they have the ability to lock these devices. They have the ability to wipe these devices if they're lost or stolen, because there are going to be many more of them out there. And when you look at the regulations surrounding HIPAA, if you look at government applications, in those cases, they're not going to store data on those devices. Excuse me, they're going to have a browser-based application simply because the data is just far too sensitive to place it on the device itself or even to download an application. So for certain applications, you're not going to have a downloadable application. You're not going to have data that's downloaded. And then for others, they have to have the ability to manage those devices. And, in fact, that's one of the questions that we asked in the latest study around how they're going to manage those devices.
So, Dave, what do you think are some of the last few kinks that you feel are remaining, which are preventing mobile BI from becoming the most desirable next evolution of technology, how it adds value to business?
Well, I think, you know, security, I guess, would be considered a kink. I think, but I think there's a lot of design work that's going to have to happen. You know, the big achievement on desktops and laptops for organizations has been the dashboard. In other words, you've got this more graphical interface to hopefully different sources of information. You have graphs and bar charts. You have dials and things like that telling you how you're doing in terms of certain metrics. And all this is put together on a dashboard, and or many dashboards, really, in organizations. Usually there isn't just one dashboard. That there could be many, many dashboards. So I think that's going to be an issue with mobile, is that probably the initial thought in many organizations is to just take that dashboard and move it to the mobile device. But again, the form factor is an issue. It certainly is an issue on a smartphone where there's really not much real estate there to put a big dashboard there. That can't be done. And even on a tablet, there's less real estate. Plus, it's just, again, the way people are using these devices is different than if they're sitting at a desk looking at the information on a desktop or a laptop. So I think, you know, dashboards have been a great achievement in organizations to pull together information, make it more accessible. Now mobile is going to have to push it to yet another level of that. So I think that the demand is going to be for very innovative design for mobile device. And then I think the other, I think we were talking about earlier, is how does BI fit into collaboration, alerting, people's role in the process? So those are things that could be kinks in the road, I think, or I guess that's a mixed metaphor, but for mobile BI that, you know, are going to determine whether the device, whether the BI application is useful or not on the device.
Robert, any thoughts?
Oh, many. I have to agree, of course. I think that business intelligence on a mobile device has to evolve and take us to the next level. And, you know, I like to use the example of the story of my own use of a smartphone, if you will. I adopted an Android tablet, which is also my phone, and it changes the way you work. It becomes more of an information appliance. Excuse me. So I use, you know, Twitter from there, and I use LinkedIn from there, and of course, email and things like that, but I also use it as a GPS. I use Yelp when I'm in, you know, various cities and I need to find my way around and so forth and so on. And what I tell people is that increasingly it's really an information appliance, and every so often it rings and it surprises me. So these devices do change what you can do, and I think that with mobile business intelligence, it has to embrace the richness of what these devices can do with the variety of capabilities that are built in and the other applications and information that are going to be available. So sort of unlocking the enterprise and allowing the enterprise itself to evolve with these devices. But if mobile BI is just what we currently have on the desktop as it exists today, then it won't see the kind of adoption, and it won't allow the enterprise to naturally evolve the way it needs to.
Now, one question regarding standards and benchmarks. Do you think it is still a wild, wild west when it comes to mobile BI, or we have some light at the end of the tunnel? Howard.
Well, I think the wild, wild west is becoming even wilder for the time being. When you look at how many mobile devices are out there and how many smart devices are getting sold, when you look at the millions upon millions of iPads that are being sold quarterly, it's a very high-stakes game, and that's why you see all the investment, that's why you see all the litigation. We see Google acquiring Motorola's mobility division. Of course, we see HP getting out of the business and then having to ramp up to satisfy the demand of those devices at $99. We see some fairly significant lawsuits. We saw Apple get an injunction against Samsung in Europe for their sale of Android devices. So it's a high-stakes game, and that's why I think we're going to see a lot of shifting around. At the same time, you see technological standards. So you see Flash versus HTML5. You see downloadable applications versus browser-based applications. There are a lot of things that need to settle down. That doesn't mean that organizations should not invest. They absolutely should, and get as much value and experience as they can right now, recognizing that things inevitably are going to change, and they may even change quickly.
Dave, so the question, and this is last question, what do you think is to be done with respect to the rest of the world, or the whole world for that matter, coming together in order to make mobile BI a success, including corporations, policymakers, as well as individuals who are going to consume it?
Well, I think, you know, some things, and just sort of picking up on a few things Howard was saying, I think organizations definitely would like to see standards, but at the same time, you don't want to put standards out there too soon to, again, dampen down the innovation that I think has to happen among BI developers. So I think there's going to be a lot of innovation, and things are going to be different on each platform. So, but I think to make it successful, obviously, you don't want to make the process of developing and deploying applications onto devices so onerous and so expensive and, you know, difficult to maintain that it just becomes, a loss for organizations when they get into mobile BI. So I think we will start to see things settle down. I think developers would like to see, you know, things like single authoring environments. Certainly Apple's dominance with the devices themselves is probably going to be a factor in that, to help organizations make decisions about which devices they're going to support. I hear more and more it's the iPad. And, you know, we may have a different discussion about that a year from now. You never know how the industry is going to shake out, what new competitors will come in, You know, I think that's one of the great things about the tech industry is every organization is somewhat vulnerable to competition. So, so I think that's one thing. The single authoring environment, you know, they would rather not have to do a different design for each device. They want to look for ways that they can begin to, you know, design something once and have it deployed across all kinds of devices. So those are the kind of things sort of internally just in the development that are going to be very important to making it work. I think a lot of the other things, though, really are on the organization's ability to manage information, to govern information. These are the kind of things that we've been talking about, I think, that are going to be success factors, because if there's a mistake there, if there's a security error or a privacy error with the data, that's going to make people really pull back from use of mobile devices.
On behalf of the show and our listeners, thank you so much, Dave and Howard, regarding the mobile BI. Is it worth it? Time will tell, and I'm sure there are some good signs, but there are a lot of different challenges that we are facing right now. So thank you so much again.
Thank you for tuning in to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Join Sunjog Gall next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific for another hour of CIO Talk Radio.
CIO Talk Radio is brought to you by Citrix, offering GoToAssist, remote support made easy. CIO Talk Radio is sponsored by HP Data Center Services, Cloud Computing Services, and Workplace 360 Services. Are you ready for an instant-on world?